The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Well, if you're a grown man in America, you don't love The Godfather.
We're going to have a talk. Standing by at the Channel 9 studios is Gianni Russo. Gianni Russo, my friend. Gianni Russo had some of the most crucial scenes in The Godfather, but what a life he's led. Hollywood Godfather, my life in the movies and the mob. Gianni joins us now. It is a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you, my man. I really appreciate it.
He's still a good-looking dude for an old guy.
Well, get glasses checked, man. I'm an old man.
What a life. What a life. You know, everybody goes, oh, he's Carlo. How great is that? Carlo is just part of the story.
Yeah, fortunately. I mean, I've had 76 magical years, 47 films, 6 Grammys for music, and in 9 Oscar-winning films, and about to do another one, which is interesting.
What's the next one?
We have 3 major studios are buying my book.
Well, that makes sense.
My book.
Makes sense.
And I think I have Leonardo DiCaprio playing me, which is important.
That's not so bad, right?
No, it's perfect. Perfect.
Are you going to be in the movie, I hope?
They're asking me to. I really don't want to be because, you know, it's a story by. It's about me. We'll see what happens. But, you know. I want to sell food, though. I'm here to sell food. Let them.
Now we'll get to your food. Relax.
Tomato sauce.
Don't you get people after me. Let me tell you a couple stories about our friend here, Gianni. And by the way, our boss, Larry Word, who I know is a pal of yours, thank God he's finally cleared all of his indictments. So good for Larry. Good for Larry.
I didn't know he had indictments.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm just trying to create a meeting. Hollywood Godfather, my life in the movies and the mob, Gianni Russo. All right, so here's the deal. Marlon Brando is the only acting coach you ever had. And Brando, everything I know about you, Brando loved you.
No, Brando did. You know, it's funny. Marlon Brando was my only acting coach. Frank Sinatra was my only singing teacher. And Marilyn Monroe made me a man.
So, wow.
How do you like those 3 recommendations?
That's not a bad day. What was Brando like on that set?
Brando, you know, on that set, because he wanted the film so bad, because his career was a little, you know, shaky.
He's in a weird phase.
Yeah, and but him and I hit it off, and he liked the idea that I really knew a lot of these people. In fact, I introduced him to John Gotti.
Is that right?
They wanted to meet each other. I can't believe it. John wanted to meet him, and Brando said, I know you know Gotti. Can I meet him? So I played him one against the other, and I got 2 big favors out of them. I put them together one night during Monday Night Football, and we were shooting on Mulberry Street, and everybody was saying, you got to get him out of there. I said, they were in the Raven night watching Monday Night Football. I said, you get him out of there.
He's having a time of his life. Plus, you're going to go tell Mr. Gotti or Mr. Costello back in the day, yeah, I want to break up your meeting.
Yeah, hello, yeah.
Now, the Sinatra piece is fascinating to me as well, because if you know Frank Sinatra's history, you know he lost his mom in a tragic way.
Oh, my. I was there that night.
Yeah, you were there. This part of the book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you're there. Sinatra doesn't know. He does his show. He asks the crowd to pray for his mom, and you know that after the show, he's going to find out his mom is gone.
Yeah. You know what's so ironic? Dean Martin's son hit the same mountain.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the same mountain.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a bunch of Hollywood trivia. People don't know things I do.
So when Sinatra, did you know you could sing before you worked with Sinatra?
Every Italian thinks they could sing.
Right, right, right.
Make love. You know that. But I wanted to do it right.
Well, look, it's all laid out in the book. The good, the bad, and the troubling. And let me tell you something. I see your life as so inspirational. From where you came to where you are, and the message for your kids and your grandkids to dream big. And you mean it in every sense of the word. So I hope people get the book. But now I want to talk about your food. What are you selling?
What happened is knowing The Godfather, and after 4 generations, all the children watch it, nobody had the IP for all the food products.
Come on.
It's amazing to me. The Genco olive oil, the tomato sauce. So I went partners with Greco and Son here in Illinois, because I did my research, and they're the best distributors and importers in the United States that I know. And we own it. So we're out here promoting it to different markets. We're in 17 states right now. going to 1,700 stores. And you're going to think your grandmother made the sauce. We own Genco Olive Oil, the same can that was in the movie. And I'm here today, actually, be at the Niles store, Tony's Fresh Market, in Niles today, from 3 to 7 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow, I'm in Prospect Heights from 11 to 3 in the afternoon. And if you want to come by, I'll sign pictures, we'll take pictures, we'll taste the sauce. You're not going to believe how good this sauce is, though.
Listen, I don't doubt it for a minute. And when you walk into Tony's, what are we looking for? The Genco label?
No, you're going to look for me. You're going to find the olive oil bottle about 8 feet tall. Look for that. And
okay.
I'm standing right under it.
And you said tons and tons of stores around the country wherever people are listening this morning.
Yep. Thank God. We're moving it. And again, thanks for Greco and their network. And then Sunday, I want to invite all your listeners. I'm out at Rockford.
Okay.
Solo Italiano. It's a big festa. And they call me. Benny called me. I said, I'll come. So I'll be there all day.
How great is that?
Sinatra tunes. We're signing books. So I'll be here all weekend. So make sure you take your wives and daughters off the streets. I'm feeling crazy.
Gianni's in town. Somebody could have a problem.
Yeah.
There's some great laughs in the book. The stories are just amazing. I don't know if you ever stop and pinch yourself, but one of the things that jumps out of the book, and I want people to get the food, and I want people to get the sauce. You know, it'll be a great night. A great plate of pasta with the Gianni sauce or with the Genco sauce, and reading a book. That's a great night. That's a great romantic dinner. Nice bottle of wine, don't you think?
Well, we're promoting that, man. That's going to be great. And we, you know, that's the whole thing. We're going to start hosting Godfather binge parties, and they have to be eating our food. And you never know. I may ring the doorbell and show up.
I love that. Hey, before I let you go, there's a point that you make in the book that I'm sure it was intended, but I want to make sure people get it. And that's a point about honor and where honor, what honor meant when you were a kid or I was a kid, and maybe what's gone today. Why is the basic honor of a man's word not what it used to be?
I don't know, man. It's so crazy because when you think about it, I was taught many years ago, you shake a man's hand, look him in the eye, and tell him the truth. And, you know, that's one thing that attracted me to the Grecos. This family of four generations, they're all about respect, father, the grandfather. I sit with them. I feel like I'm part of their family. But like you're pointing out, I think what's missing in our society today is respect and your word. Give your word and mean it, man. Shake your hand. I don't care how sophisticated your lawyers are. Give your word and do what you say you're going to do.
And also, if you're a kid or a grandkid, look your elders in the eye when you talk to them. You know,
and leave your electronic devices home.
Right.
I don't allow them in my house. My kids come, you can't bring them.
One of the greatest things that I learned as a kid was if I shut up and listen when a bunch of old guys are around talking, I'm going to be a lot smarter.
I'll tell you right now, I attribute anything I know by listening.
Amen, man. Amen. It's an honor to have you on the show. It really is.
No, thank you all. Please. I really appreciate it.
I hope everybody gets out to see you in Rockford as well. But get the book, get the food, and
come to Tony's today.
Tony's where again today?
In Niles, and then tomorrow I'm in Prospect Heights. And just come by, man. We'll hang out, take some pictures.
It'll be great.
We'll try some good sauce.
And I'm not surprised.
I got it heated right now on hot plates.
Well, then I'll be over before the show's over.
All right, please. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, I'm not surprised you're friends with our boss, Larry. A couple of good guys. I'd like to sit around listening to you two, for that matter.
Hello.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
See you later.